Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, bro.
Well, it's time for our good friends Joe and Cindy Farini here on Brian and Janelle Mornings WCRF for their My Marriage Matters discussion. Welcome back to the show, you two.
Thanks. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Anxious to hear your thoughts on this week's topic. It's such a good one. We've been talking about counseling a lot lately and mentorship.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And I would imagine you get this question often as you're speaking for family life. I mean, how can a couple know if they need mentoring or counseling?
Well, you know, first of all, let's just start with saying that every marriage has its issues. And if we don't have issues, we're probably just covering up a lot of different things, which is not healthy either. So I think, you know, some marriages, they have moments of disappointment that are just sort of your normal frustrations. And I think those are good because they can really call us to attention. But then some marriages have challenges that are really discouraging. And maybe it hasn't, you know, been to the expectation that you were hoping. But then there's some that have even gone to places that are dangerous, which might be like abuse, or dysfunctional situations that are, whether it's alcohol, verbal, drug, sexual abuse, those kinds of addictions. And those kinds of things can be really devastating. So we really think that, you know, when you kind of break those down, you start to realize that, you know, most of us probably need help in this journey. And wouldn't it be nice to take the path that you're on at this moment and find someone who can either mentor or counsel you? So the question you asked basically was how can you determine, you know, what you need? Well, I think a lot of times we want just a friend to come alongside us. And I'm going to have Joe in a minute talk about mentoring. And that's what that would be, a friend that's maybe a few steps ahead. But then counseling really is somebody who can really help us sort some of the really difficult things in our marriage. Joe and I are not counselors, and we don't pretend to be, but we have plenty of counselors that we can lead people to. And but we think it's important that you have others in your life that will help you along this journey.
Is it possible to need counseling and be okay? Like, when I say that word in my marriage, it's like it scares my spouse. Like, what? We in trouble like that? You know, like, yeah, does an average couple get to a point where they need counseling?
Well, I think, you know, I would say, yes, everybody probably could use counseling at one time or another, but I don't think every marriage needs it to the same extent. So maybe what would be good, and we could kind of sum up your good question at the end, but have maybe Joe start off with what mentoring is.
Sure.
Because I think when we break it down, then you can kind of see like, oh, that problem is really just a discouragement or a disappointment. That's not like, whoa, we really need help here.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that would be a good, like a stepping stone
if we did it
that way.
Joe.
Sounds great. Yeah, you bet. I mean, when I think of mentoring, I think of a next level up of friendship. And I know you folks were talking about friendship this morning a little bit, but a mentor is someone who is being very intentional about willing to spend time with you, to listen to you, to hear your heart. And, you know, that is just so rare these days.
Yeah.
That you have someone who's willing to just listen to you without judging you. And I mean, that's, in my opinion, what a mentor is. And a mentor, I mean, if he hate to use the term doing his job or her job, what a mentor is going to do eventually is establish a baseline on those things that everybody can agree on. There was a great book written many years ago by our good friend Tim Downs called Common Ground. And it had to do with establishing relationships with people, nurturing those relationships so that you can eventually enter into a discussion with them on evangelism. Well, in a similar way, I mean, what we're talking about here when we talk about mentoring as it relates to marriage is that we need to be very intentional about establishing and nurturing a relationship that would, if you will, have the right to talk about and ask questions. I mean, I'm talking initially what you need to do is you need to know things like, you know, how long you've been married, how many kids do you have, what's your hobbies, and you know, why did you get married in the first place? I mean, what was the whole purpose of that day you said, I do? And what were the goals of your marriage? And in fact, beyond that, what is your understanding of God's goal for your marriage? And as you said, Brian, when we speak at our conferences, many times we'll get many folks will come up to us and they'll be just distraught and just frustrated, just like, help me type. You can see it on their faces.
Yeah.
And it's like, I can't make her happy. And she says, I can't make him happy. I don't know what's wrong with us. And I say, well, good news. That's not the purpose of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
The purpose of marriage is to bring you to holiness, is to bring you to a place of having a clearer, closer, more intimate relationship with God. And so if a mentor can be a vehicle, a tool that God can use to create an environment in this couple's life where they can begin to open up to one another. And that is the eventual question we need to get to is, you know, do you love each other? And most of the time they'll say yes. But you have to ask the next question, do you like each other? Hmm. You know, or are there times you don't like each other? And then that's when you dig deeper at that point. And so you begin at that point of establishing a common ground, and then you can determine if you need to, how much deeper you need to go.
And Joe, I know you said the goal of marriage isn't for the person to make you happy. So as we seek a mentor, let's start with that. What is the goal at the end? Right. What is the goal that we're seeking?
Good question. Well, you know, you start with working through some small issues, and because you're both willing to do that, all right? And then you just start going to the next step. And ultimately, I think what a mentor is trying to do is they're trying to recognize the difference between disappointments and dysfunction, things that are really causing you to have some really deep-rooted issues that require the help of a professional counselor. And so I think if we can bring someone to the point of them recognizing the need to engage with a professional counselor, then the mentor has, if you will, done the job. And so I think that's a great value for that marriage.
Yeah.
What's the goal then of counseling?
Good. Go ahead. Cindy?
Well, and I think too, just to say about mentoring, you know, maybe you're just stuck in one area or a particular spot, and maybe you just don't like each other right now because you're just picking on each other all the time. Mm-hmm. It's not a big issue. It's just little things. And a mentor is maybe going to help you learn to argue and disagree on topics that are important to you and how to work through them because they've been there before. But they're more simpler issues. So a counselor, I would say, you would want a counselor that would help you to understand how you got to these deep challenges in the first place, and perhaps the sin issues that you're dealing with. They're going to help you to navigate sexual issues, perhaps things like pornography or intimate issues that you have in your own marriage. A counselor will help you identify and get help for maybe a mental disorder or if you have depression, things that a mentor won't be qualified, like Joe and I are not qualified to help someone through depression or a mental disorder. But there are many who are capable because they have the training. A counselor would also help you maybe work through drug or alcohol or marital abuse, and not only just to identify it, but to conquer it. And then recognizing things maybe like manipulation, narcissism, those kinds of things that you might have in your marriage. And then ultimately, if you want to have a checklist, which also we gave Kelly the information, if she's able to post it for us, we wrote a blog for Key Ministry, thanks to Dr. Steve Gersovich.
Yeah.
But counselors should be able to accomplish things like, let me just step back, make sure that you have one who is licensed and who's experienced and also who is in your area of need. You know, you don't need a drug rehab counselor to help you if you're thinking about divorce. They may be good in that one area, but let's get someone who's a marriage counselor. So they should be able to deal with the source of your issues and then get beyond just recognizing what they are, but as I said earlier, working on them, and then helping you to forgive each other because maybe you don't know how. Maybe you've never gotten into that right groove of learning how to ask and grant forgiveness. A couple other things just to wrap up, things that you would see a counselor accomplish for you would be helping you work through things that help you get to actually moving forward, and then recommending ways that you would have accountability, because then you'll have sustainability as well.
So now let's just say you go to a counselor for a couple of visits, and maybe you don't find a Christian counselor. You just go to somebody with that MFT suffix, marriage and family therapist, and they start to recommend divorce. What should you do with that?
Go someplace else.
That simple, huh?
Well, yeah, you know.
After one or two visits, if this guy does or gal doesn't know your background, hasn't taken the time to establish that baseline I was talking about, you know, before, this person, they, you know, check out their background. They may have one or two or three or more divorces in their life. And because of that, they thought, well, this is how it worked for me. So this is how it's going to work for you. And the reality is that God hates divorce. And I think what we need to be doing as mentors and as counselors ultimately is to give people hope, and to pursue reconciliation, to find help for today, so that someday they can bring hope to others in the future.
It's great stuff.
And I would just like I would just like to add to that. We have seen it over and over because we have sent people to counselors. That there are people who are very good at counseling in one particular area. And I just feel like it's so discouraging if they go to someone twice, like Joe said, two or three times, and they're suggesting getting a divorce. It isn't that some marriages won't end in divorce. There are some that will, and maybe even some that should. That's a very, very dramatic and harsh statement that I think some would really disagree with us, but we've seen some really abusive situations that become very unhealthy. But to just throw in the towel after two times is really not helpful. And I think that so many divorces happen because of a simple thing that happened two or three or 10 years ago that never got resolved. And most people can get to that place to find out what that was.
We always love the advice from My Marriage Matters and Joe and Cindy Farini. Kelly has got some information posted on Facebook. I know you've got an article you wrote for Key Ministry. She'll get that linked up there for us as well, so folks can get a closer look at this. How else can they connect to you two?
Well, we would love to have them come to visit us on either My Marriage Matters on Facebook or on our website, CindyFarini.com or JoeFarini.com, either is good. One thing I want to mention about the article is it does talk specifically what a mentor should be able to do and accomplish, and also for a counselor. So the lists are there in more detail than we were able to do here today.
So go check it out again, their article for Key Ministry, Joe and Cindy Farini. It's linked on our Facebook page. Joe and Cindy, we always love hanging out with you, and you better say hi
Thank
to Kathleen
you.
For me too, okay?
We will do that. Thanks so much.
All right.
Have a great day.